Damian Corsetti is an ex-soldier in the U.S. Army. He worked as an interrogator in the American prisons of the U.S. Air Force Base Bagram in Afghanistan. He also worked at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. Damian Corsetti was initially sent to Afghanistan in July 2002 as a member of the 519th Military Intelligence Battalion and not as an interrogator. On the field, the Army found it difficult to find agents who had the top-secret security affiliations to proceed to interrogations. This is the reason why Damian Corsetti was assigned this task upon arrival in Afghanistan. In 2005, when the Army inquired about the abuses committed at the Bagram prison, Damian was found guilty of dereliction of duty, of mistreatment, and of indecent acts with another person. He was discharged of all accusations against him by a military tribunal on July 1, 2006. In October 2006, Damian was honorably discharged from the US forces. He was featured in the documentary Taxi to the Dark Side, which examines in depth the acts of torture committed by the United States in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo Bay. Damian Corsetti was a speaker at the Amnesty International press conference for the launch of the campaign against torture on Tuesday. A resident of the United States, he was conferenced in via Skype. Here is the speech.
My name is Damian Corsetti. I'm a former counterintelligence agent for the United States Army. Between July 2002 and February of 2004, I was deployed between two of the more infamous prisons used in the U.S. government's war on terror, Bagram, Afghanistan, and Abu Ghraib, Iraq. At these positions, I worked as an interrogator and was both complicit and directly involved in the United States policy of systematic torture used against our enemy prisoners of war. The methods of torture I used included extreme isolation, forced nudity, painful and forced positioning of the body known as stress and safety positions, various forms of waterboarding, 72-hour interrogation cycles, modified sleep deprivation, and sensory deprivation. This torture was administered by myself. Policies put forward by the Bush administration. Of course, when these new interrogation methods were proposed to my group, we had concerns for the legal ramifications of their use, as they are in direct contradiction with the law of land warfare and the Geneva Treaties signed by the United States government. After checking with military lawyers over the legalities of these methods, they also agreed that if applied to Geneva, these methods would be torture. But the argument was made that our prisoners did not qualify for protection status under Geneva. According to the use of enhanced interrogations, this made any orders concerning this legal to myself and my fellow soldiers. This argument was also used as the basis of my own criminal defense, not only accepted by the court as a defense, but believed by a jury of my peers, leading to an acquittal on all charges of torture fraudulently placed against me by my own government. I left the military service in September of 2006. Now I'd like to speak a little bit about Omar Khadr specifically. This young man is a very unique case to me based on his age at his time of capture. He was 15 and by all accounts a child soldier and should be afforded protection as such. I feel that by charging and detaining Mr. Khadr for war crimes, the world has failed him as a child of humanity. There are many aspects of U.S. policy that can be looked at as subjective, but this issue is not one of them. It is a black and white. Omar Khadr was a child soldier, and I feel it's my responsibility to never be silent at the injustice given to him by the U.S. and Canadian governments. What good are treaties and laws if our governments only work to exploit loopholes or choose to ignore them altogether? It is for this reason I've chosen to work with Amnesty International in its 2014 campaign against torture to hold accountable those who would make policy to subvert laws written to protect our fellow men and women and further deteriorate the cause of humanity.
This is Emily Philipson reporting for CKUT's News Collective.